This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced an agreement to end a partial government shutdown now in its 35th day. At a Rose Garden speech, Trump said that a deal had been reached to fund the government until February 15th.
In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible.
The president said that a bipartisan committee would meet in the interim to work on U.S. border security. He repeated his assertion that a wall is needed with Mexico, but no money for that barrier is included in the deal that the president will sign. Democrats in Congress had demanded the president reopen the government before beginning any negotiations over border security. The shutdown, which started December 22nd, has left more than 800,000 federal employees either without pay, either working without pay, or on furlough. Trump's announcement came on the same day that one of his key campaign aides, Republican strategist Roger Stone, was arrested and indicted in Florida. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Roger Stone was charged with lying to Congress and obstructing the Mueller probe.
He's accused of being a conduit between someone in the Trump campaign and WikiLeaks to facilitate the information that WikiLeaks had about Hillary Clinton, about the DNC.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein on what is now the sixth Trump aide charged in the Mueller probe.
The question remains, if these are the people that the president was surrounding himself with, what does that say about him as both the candidate and as the president?
Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.